You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hey, hello, welcome to another episode. Today, we're talking meditation. Now, meditation is increasingly popular these days amongst many people. There's also a lot of myths and misconceptions and misunderstandings about what meditation is, what it's good for, why we would want to consider it. So I thought we would take a look at a bit of an introduction to meditation, what it is, what it isn't, how you can do it, what it's useful for, and some of the benefits that you get from it. Let me know what you think as well. Do pop in comments. Let me know what you think. I'd love to get your understanding. Do you meditate? How do you find it? How did you get into it? And also for those who are interested, do also check out my other podcast, 5 Minute Meditations, which comes out every Monday morning. Gives you a 5 minute guided meditation. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. So what is meditation? When you say meditation, often people get different images, different ideas come up. A common one is that you're going to be sat there cross-legged in the lotus position, lots of incense burning, chanting Om for hours upon hours upon hours. That's often a classical perception of meditation. It doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be that way. Meditation is something that anybody can do. You can do it pretty much anywhere. Obviously, you can't do it while you're driving, for example. That wouldn't be a good idea. But you can do meditation in pretty much anywhere in your daily life. So why would you meditate? Isn't it just for mystics and gurus? No, it's actually beneficial for probably pretty much anyone who wants to really give it a go. And best way to explain why it's beneficial, think of it this way. Your body, if you are constantly using your body, constantly on the move, never sitting down, never stopping, never standing still, constantly on the move all day, every day, you'd get worn out pretty darn quickly, right? You need to take a break from time to time. You need to just have that sit down and just, do nothing for a few minutes. Yeah, makes sense, right? Or if you go to the gym, no matter how dedicated or serious you are about your bodybuilding or your training or whatever, you don't do it every single day, constantly. You have days off. Top athletes, they have days off from their training. And yes, there are some people who go to the gym 7 days a week, but they focus on different exercise and different parts of their body on different. One day they'll have leg day. One day they'll have arm day. One day they might have upper body day. You're focusing on different parts. You've got to give your body a rest. You've got to give your muscles a rest, a chance to grow, to recuperate, to develop. But when was the last time you gave your mind a rest? When was the last time you just sat there and thought nothing? Didn't think about anything at all. Just let your mind completely rest. Now, that's not the same as daydreaming. It's absolutely not the same as daydreaming. Daydreaming can be a very nice pastime as well. Sitting down, relaxing, chilling out, and letting your mind wander and thinking all manner of things. That can be great. But again, your mind is still working. With meditation, that gives you a chance just to switch off your train of thought, switch off from the emotions, from feelings, from thoughts, and just be in the moment, just to be. And that can become a very, very powerful skill to be able to develop. Because the more you do it in during meditation, the more you're then able to apply that in the rest of your life. And there are considerable benefits to being able to do that. Before we go further into exploring that, however, I just want to give a quick shout out to a sponsor of this episode. This episode is sponsored by Gary Jones from Grow Marketing and Media. Now, Gary set up Grow Marketing and Media to help business owners to engage with audiences online and to overcome any fears they have about podcasting. That's why Gary and I get on so well. What we do kind of dovetails neatly. Now, as well as helping you with editing and producing your podcasts, Gary will also take the time to talk with you about the ideas you have behind your podcast, about the process of your podcast, and about marketing your show to make it as easy as possible for you to manage your podcast. Not only that, but on the 14th of September 2022, Gary is launching Grow Radio, which is an online radio station bringing you a different podcast on the hour, every hour. So basically, if you want to find out how podcasting could work for your business, whether that's where to listen to them, how to get on them, or how to launch your own, get in touch with Gary and grab a free 20-minute chat with him. Just go to 121withgrow.az.me/free. 121withgrow.az.me/free. Have a 20-minute chat with Gary. What that man doesn't know about podcasting is not worth knowing. Big thank you to our sponsor. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. So, what are the benefits? What are some of the benefits of being able to switch off? Well, suppose you're getting particularly stressed out. You're under pressure at work. Lots of hassle going on. You need a break. When you can call upon the practices that you develop with meditation to be able to mentally step back for a moment, detach from those thoughts, detach from the stress, and just be in the moment, detach from it all, let it all go. That is such a peaceful, calm place to be. And it's also incredibly productive, because once you detach from all of that, when you come back to it, which you can do just moments later, you're coming back with a clear head, clear thoughts, you're seeing it afresh. Often that can give you a whole new perspective and you can see the answers. Or if, you're going through your everyday life and suddenly some emotion, bam, seemingly comes from nowhere, hits you, wham, it's like, whoa, you've got this train of thoughts going. To be able to just mentally step back, detach, let go of those thoughts, recognize that you're not your thoughts. You don't have to entertain those thoughts. You can just let go of them and let them drift off. Just because you're thinking something doesn't mean you have to think it. Just because a thought presents itself doesn't mean you have to think that thought and engage in that thought. You can let it go and let it just disappear, dissipate. Because if a thought tries to appear and you don't engage in that thought, after just a few seconds, that thought will vanish. It's only when we engage in these thoughts that they continue and they stick around. And that can be an incredibly powerful thing to be able to do as a result of meditation. So how do we meditate? I mean, there are lots of different styles and different types of meditation. We could spend hours talking about all the different ones. I'll just talk very briefly about maybe a couple of different ways. There is what's called guided meditation. And if you listen to 5-minute meditations, those in the main are guided meditations. And that's where you relax and you just follow the suggestions, the journey that your meditation guide is taking you on. And that can be a great way to just relax, let go of things, and just enjoy the journey. And guiding you on this journey, just relax and go with it. And then you can get meditation where it's just you and you are letting go of your thoughts. Now, that's one that a lot of people find they have a lot of difficulty with when they first start it. Well, I sat there and I tried to empty my mind, but these thoughts kept coming to me. Perhaps you've attempted meditation yourself and you experienced that. I know I certainly did when I first started meditating. Go for a few seconds, then blam, you're filled with thoughts again. But you know what? That's absolutely fine. And that happens to everyone, particularly in their early days of meditating. And also later on as you meditate, you will still find times when thoughts arrive. And you know what? That's okay. Doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. In fact, you're doing meditation right when that happens. The secret, the trick is not to not be thinking, but the trick is to notice that you can notice when you're thinking. And you can go, oh, I'm thinking a thought, right? I'll let that go. And you can then step back and let that thought go. That's the power of meditation. It's not necessarily sitting there with a totally blank mind, but it's having the awareness that thoughts will come and go. And that's absolutely fine. You can passively observe those thoughts. Just watch them drifting on by. Developing the ability to let those thoughts come and go without engaging in them. So you start to realize and really appreciate that you are not your thoughts. Because you're not. None of us are our thoughts. Our thoughts happen and we can engage in them or not engage in them, but we're not our thoughts. Our thoughts don't define who we are. Yes, there will be times when we have perhaps unhelpful thoughts, but we don't have to engage in them. And the more you practice meditation, the more you practice detaching from thoughts, the more in your everyday life you can detach from thoughts as they come up in your everyday life. I mean, a great way to start, if you want to just start trying out meditation, you can just do it for a few minutes. You don't have to do it for hours at a time. Like I say, I've got my bite-sized 5-minute meditation podcast, just 5 minutes, just to set you up for the day. Some people find 5 minutes is fine. Some people like to meditate for half an hour. Some people meditate for an hour, whatever is right for you. But if you want to just kind of get started on practicing having a still mind, just get yourself sitting somewhere nice and comfortable. It's better to do it sitting rather than lying down, because if you lie down, there's the temptation to just relax and drift off to sleep, which is nice, don't get me wrong, but it's not meditating, it's sleeping or having a nap. Never underestimate the power of a nap, by the way, but that's a topic for a different time. So find yourself sitting somewhere nice and comfortable. You can do it cross-legged, lotus position if you want. I personally cannot get into that position. Probably never will be able to, but that's fine. Just sit nice and comfortable, perhaps resting your hands on your lap. And just start breathing slowly, taking slow, deep breaths, breathing in through your nose. Breathing out through your mouth. And just start breathing slowly and deeply. And if they haven't already, just allow your eyes to close. Now, obviously, don't do this while you're driving or operating machinery or anything like that. Do not do any of this while you're doing anything where you need to concentrate. Find yourself sitting somewhere where it's safe for you to just sit and pay no attention to the outside world for a few minutes. But you would close your eyes, you'd relax, and you'd just follow your breathing and just focus. You would just focus all of your attention on your breathing. Perhaps noticing that you could notice all the different sensations as you feel your breath coming in through your nostrils, perhaps feeling it at the back of your throat, feel your chest rising and then falling as you breathe out. Feel the breath through your mouth. Perhaps the breath as it goes over your lips as you're breathing out. It isn't become aware of the sensations of your breathing. And you just breathe like that for a few moments. And as you do, just notice that sooner or later, inevitably, you'll start thinking. And that's fine. Just notice that you can notice you are thinking. And then just detach from that thought. Just, oh, I was thinking there. Just step back. Let the thought go. Let it disappear. Let it drift off. Like clouds drifting off on a warm, sunny sky. And bring your attention back to focusing on your breathing again. And just keep doing that for as long as you like. 5, 10 minutes, whatever. That's all you need to do. And that is a very nice basic form of meditation. You'll notice thoughts will keep coming. Just notice, you can notice those thoughts and detach from them and let them go. Never judge yourself. Never go, oh no, I'm thinking again. Because you're a human. That's what we do. You will think. But just notice, oh, I was thinking. That's interesting. Let it go. And bring your attention back to the feelings and sensations of your breathing. And that is a nice basic way to do meditation. You could set a timer if you wish, or you could just meditate like that for as long as feels right. And then when you're ready, just open your eyes, have a bit of a yawn and a stretch, and carry on with your everyday. Meditation can be as simple as that. Just take a few moments out of your day to meditate. Now, there is a saying, everyone should meditate for half an hour a day, unless you haven't got the time, in which case you should meditate for an hour. There is some truth to that, I guess, but you don't have to be rigidly defined by that. If you can only spend 5 minutes meditating, it's better to spend 5 minutes than not spend any time at all. You'll still get the benefits from it. You'll start to be able to step back from your thoughts, to be able to detach, to be able to have those moments where you just go, oh, just in the here and now, not thinking about anything. There's many other kinds of meditation. There's so many different kinds of meditations. It can be an interesting topic to delve into, or you can just stick with meditating for a few minutes at a time here and there, whatever feels right for you. But the key thing is consistency. Keep at it. Do it on a daily basis. And over time, you will get better at it. And you'll also start to notice benefits from it. You'll start to notice your ability to detach from thoughts during your normal everyday activities. You start, oh, I'm starting to think some unpleasant thoughts. Yeah, I just detach from it. Let them go. Let them pass, because I don't have to focus on those thoughts. I don't have to think those thoughts. I am not my thoughts. I can let them go. And even just that becomes a wonderfully powerful thing to be able to do. That's meditation in a very, very brief nutshell. I mean, as I said, there are so many different types of meditation. I guess the thing to be aware is, don't get hung up on, am I doing the right sort of meditation? Different people find different types of meditation works better for them. Go with what works for you. And again, if you're thinking, oh, I'm not spending enough time meditating, oh, I've only got 10 minutes, I can only spare 10 minutes a day to meditate, it's better to meditate for 10 minutes than to not meditate at all. But just keep, build it as a practice. It just fits, slot it in wherever feels right in your day. And just keep at it. Say, keep at it for 30 days and then see how you feel after it. Don't expect massive changes to happen instantly. It's not like that. But it becomes a habit that you can develop, and the benefits of it ripple out into your daily life. You're being able to be calmer. You're being able to not engage in thoughts when you don't want to. It can also help you have stronger emotional control, because you're able to detach from whatever emotion is starting to rise. No, I'm not my thoughts. I'm not my emotions. I'm not going to engage in that. I don't have to do that, and I choose not to. It's a very powerful, very empowering thing to be able to do. As I said, there's so many other types of meditation out there. I mean, you can have open eye meditation, you can have walking meditations, guided meditations that we mentioned. There's Vipassana, which is a particular meditation discipline, which includes things like, I think it's 10-day, 14-day, sometimes even 28 or 56-day retreats of total silence. Or you can go into it as far as you want or as little as you want. But I would just encourage you to just give it a try. See how it goes. See how it works for you. And as I say, if it's something of interest, check out my meditation, my 5-minute meditation podcast. You'll find them where you found this. Go to keithblakemoreall.com/show and look for 5-minute meditation. You'll find it on all the normal podcast platforms. Give it a try. See what you feel. And if you're a Patreon supporter, first of all, thank you so much for that. You'll also find every month there's a bonus longer meditation exclusively for Patreon supporters. That's something to have a try and see how you get on. But that's it. I'm not going to labour the point. We'll just leave it there. I would love to know what you think. Meditation, is it something you do? Is it something you're going to start doing? What's your thoughts about meditation? What benefits have you seen from it? I'd love to know. Do let me know, or do pop a comment in the chats wherever you see this. And please remember, if you like this episode, please subscribe to it. Give us a like. Give us a review, give us a comment, a rating, and share it far and wide. All of these help us to help the get the podcast out further afield. I will leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. I hope you enjoyed this, and I will catch you again in another episode very soon. Until then, take care. Look after yourself. Remember, change is always possible. And when you master your mindset, you master your life. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.